You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Hello, it is Wednesday, the October 11th is what the date is. The year is 2017, 284, the day of the year. There are 81 days left till this is over with, and an entirely new year of fun begins. I can't wait. Today, coming up in a bit, our buddy Shea Flynn to discuss the issues of the day locally and elsewhere. And today, some tickets for the Foo Fighters show coming up shortly when I play a song off of the new album. You call up, Ninth Call wins those tickets. You can enjoy this great band, and that'll be in a few weeks, so we'll get to that later on this morning. Oh, let's see here. Dumbasses. Tucson, Arizona. Let's start there. Well, the fire department was called to a house. They'd be called to an apartment over there. When the firemen showed up, well, they had a real issue on their hands. They were met by a naked woman with a knife. That's a bad start. So the place is on fire. She was charged with arson for starting the fire. Her name is Ebony Herndon. She's 41 years old. She's been charges include arson, animal cruelty, and abuse. Those charges, in more detail, include trying to burn the place down because she was trying to cook her cat.
Yeah.
And then she got the whole place on fire. Then the firemen show up to save her, and she tries to stab the captain as he comes in the door. And, of course, she was naked. So this was a good time for everybody except the cat. And there's no word on the cat. Oh, the cat did not survive.
Aw.
So this insane woman was running around naked trying to burn down her house and cook her cat, perhaps to eat, I don't know, and then try to stab the firefighter, which is not acceptable. And they should put her to sleep, too, like she did the cat. But we'll see.
Christopher Zaire Aitkins is from Dunwoody, Georgia, or that area, and he was arrested after breaking into a Target store at about 1 a.m. on Monday. He didn't steal anything. When police found him a little while later after he had left the scene, they arrested him, and he said he had broken into the Target store because he was learning how to be a ninja and practicing the skills based off the book Naruto Volume 5. Naruto is he's a ninja from a big manga. He's got the host of a powerful fox spirit within him, and he is from a land that is literally called Ninja World, not Dunwoody, Georgia. So, sorry.
Well, he has his own issues to deal with.
He does.
Deputies in, this is in Florida. Yay. This is in a small town there. They've locked up this fellow named William Joe Johnson. Billy Joe, you know that's trouble. Billy Joe Johnson, that just reeks of something going bad. Bank robbery charges. Police say that Mr. Johnson robbed the bank and spent all the money on paying his bills, among it his rent, and then he went on a drug binge. Good plan.
Right.
Good plan. He got his bills paid off, got a bunch of dope, went crazy, and then he got caught. When police asked him, "How come you did this, Billy Joe?" he said he needed some money, and so in lieu of, let's say, getting a job, he Googled how to rob a bank.
Subtle.
And he, it seems, learned, and he did, and that's not going to go well for him. Because that's illegal, you see. But at least the bills are paid, at least for a month. This is up near Boston, Quincy, Mass. A guy, just a picture of how this happened, I just can't imagine, is recovering from running over himself in a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. I just love these stories.
Lower class twit of the week.
How do you get to this position? The Patriot Ledger newspaper claims the man hit the car behind him when he tried to back up in the drive-thru. You should always look in it's called the rear view mirror, and there is someone, whatever. He hit the car in front of him when he tried to drive forward. So he backed up, hit that car, went forward, hit that one. The man then ran over himself when he left his car in reverse rather than park. I don't know how he did that. Did he get out of his car trying to see what he had done and the car was left
in drive?
Oh, man. So he was seriously injured. So he backed up, hit a car, went forward, hit a car, left the car to see what he had done, and the car ran over him. He's not doing well, and I suppose he didn't get his donuts either. So that's unfortunate. And this one is not really a dumbass. It's just the reaction of a person who was trying to help. Looking back, she might have regretted the move, but the Daily Mirror claims that Melissa Hathier was recently swimming in a rock pool in Sydney, Australia, when she spotted a shark nearby. Most people would, you know, flip out and try to get, well, she began to yell at the shark. She grabbed it and began to fight with it before throwing it into the ocean.
Wow.
So this thing had gotten, I guess, up on a rock, and she was trying to help it. She herded him back into the shallows, and then I just got on my knees with his fins and threw him back and tried to save him. I wasn't scared at all. I was just thinking he was trapped in this rock pool, and I wanted to help him out. And but here's the kicker. Here is the last line of her quote, or the last couple of lines. I am an agent in a real estate. My job is to help people relocate to their perfect homes. I just helped the shark relocate to his perfect home.
All right.
The ocean. So good for her. That is a very nice touch. So she didn't die, and she got this dude back into his home, the ocean, just like Josh Hysaw can for you, because he sells houses and can sell yours. Even if you're a shark, he might try to help you out. Josh get these. He gets these homes sold quickly, and I mean really quickly, and for top dollar. He works with the good folks at Keller Williams Realty, and they have a system for getting the homes sold. This whole concept creates more demand. It gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. Here's how he does this. If the home is not sold in 45 days, Josh will come in and make the mortgage payments for you, or he'll buy it. That's your choice. You can end this anytime you want to and find somebody else, but likely you won't want to or need to because it'll be done by him. There was a fellow here named Ben in Memphis. His house was listed. He had a number of showings quickly, numerous offers, and sold the house for full price in 3 days. That's pretty nice. Don't wait to list. Now is the time. Let Josh know by calling him, and he will get with you and get a plan together, and you get this house sold, and that'll be pretty cool. He outsells the average guy or gal by 34 to 1. Them's pretty good odds. Today, his number, and every day, the number is 461-8147, 461-8147, or joshsellsthemidsouth.com. That's joshsellsthemidsouth.com. So thank you, Josh, for sponsoring us. These folks are important to us on this program, so you support them because they support us, and everybody will win. I had this little story here. We've got our buddy Shea Flynn coming up. And the rest of the news is just, it's the usual. It's whatever Trump has done today or yesterday or I don't know. It's Wednesday, but it feels like Friday. So I'm just, yeah. I'm already over him and these laws and all this other nonsense that's going on. And Bob Corker, I'm not sure, you know, it's just never ending. The most severe and serious piece of news is the remarkable devastation in these wildfires in California. This is being called perhaps the worst of any disaster ever in that state, and the pictures will just break your heart. These homes have been burned out. I mean, just these fires cannot be controlled. They can't stop them. It's so dry and so windy that they could just catch on fire with one small spark and devour an entire neighborhood in a matter of moments. 8,000 acres and counting. Just to show you how intense this is, every 3 seconds, a fire consumes an area the size of a football field. Imagine the power that this thing has. And they just can't get it under control. There's a cluster of fires, 17 dead so far. Hundreds are missing because these fires just start and then they burn everything around them to the ground quickly. Some get out, some don't. And this is a horrible thing to see. So our thoughts to all those people. It's been a rough 3 months in this country for these hurricanes and all this other stuff is just awful. And this video up right now on TV from Utah reminds me of this. You know, most guys that are cops are, you know, really into it for the right reasons, and they do really good work. And they fight crime, and they help you when they can. This a-hole that locked up that nurse in Utah in that horrible scene last month has been fired.
I saw that. Good.
Why did it take so long? He was such an a-hole to her. She was just doing her job, and this guy has badge and gun don't give you license to be a complete ingrate. And he was.
She was obeying the policies and doing her job and following the law.
Yeah, well, but he was too busy being a badass. So he was just a jerk. So anyway, he's been relieved of his duty. Anyway, there's a sports trivia question that people can bring up. I've seen it before in a movie or two, and it's just one question that kind of can baffle people. Most sports teams, you got your NHL, your NBA, MLB, NFL. There are, is it seven?
Six.
Six teams. The last name of the team is not S. You got Cowboys. You've got Tigers. It goes on and on and on. So all the nicknames of all of these teams, all the pro teams, there are six that do not end in S. Now, I always can get the Jazz, the Red Sox, and the White Sox. Are the Jazz even a team anymore? Yeah. So the Jazz, Red Sox, White Sox, then I get stumped. So I had Sid find the other ones. What are they?
And this is just NBA, NFL, and MLB.
Oh, all right.
I should put the quiz up somewhere. Instead of telling them, I'll tell them. Thunder, Heat, Magic, Jazz, Red Sox, White Sox.
Thunder, Heat, Magic. Those ones I always forget. But that's your little fun fact for the day.
That'd be a nice band name, Thunder, Heat, Magic.
Thunder, Heat, Magic. Here's a new little pop quiz on that same concept to see if your mind is working today, because mine was not and is not and rarely is. Name the one letter of the alphabet that is not used in the name of any U.S. state.
X?
X is in Texas.
Oh, duh. Yep.
If you guessed J or Z, you were close.
Z is Arizona has Z.
So does New Jersey has J.
Yeah.
Only Alabama and Nebraska have B. California and Florida, only states that use F. X, New Mexico, and Texas. So you got about 3 seconds to...
I think I know.
Say it.
Q.
That's it.
All right.
Q.
Yeah.
Oh, how about Quebec?
That's not a state, as it turns out.
Oh, that's right. So there you go. Q is the one that is not used in any state in America. And you know why?
Because it stands for queer?
Yep.
All right.
Cleared that up.
Very quick. Thank
sarcasm
you, sir.
Sarcasm light.
Hey, man. Gallows humor, whatever. I'm tired of people hating on all these people. Leave them alone. Go away. find something else to hate on. Stupid people. Shea Flynn's coming up, and we will chat with him and hang out and play some more stuff. There's not much entertainment news. There is some, and we will cover that. A new thing that Mr. Spielberg is going to work on sounds really cool. And some other things that we will discuss and share with and give away some Foo Fighters tickets when we get to that, which will be pretty soon. So stand by for that. We'll be back in just a few moments as I hit the play button repeatedly so it'll play.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.